Help others build. Sacrifices should be made to erect buildings worldwide. As a people, we must practice self-denial and economy. Every soul should make a covenant with God by sacrifice. We should not expend money in extra expensive clothing and rich furniture. We are pilgrims and strangers seeking a better country, even in heavenly. Time is short, and every dollar not necessary to be used in supplying positive wants should be brought in as a thank offering to God. It is the Lord's, and the Lord has presented to me that houses of worship and schoolhouses should be erected through this country and in the islands of the sea, that our leading men should not build for display or to gratify ambition and pride. If the Lord has favored them above their brethren in other countries, let them in true liberality assist those who greatly need to be helped to find a standing place and give character to the work. Prosperous areas should not overinvest in buildings while poorer parts of the world have none. I wish to remind my brethren of the cautions and warnings that have been given me in reference to constantly investing means in Battle Creek in order to make a little more room, or to make things more convenient. New fields are to be entered. The truth is to be proclaimed as a witness to all nations. The work is hindered, so that the banner of truth cannot be uplifted, as it should be, in these new fields. While our brethren in America feel at liberty to invest means in buildings which time will reveal that they would do just as well and even better without, thousands of dollars are thus absorbed that the Lord called for, to be used in regions beyond. I have presented the warnings and the caution, as the word of the Lord, but my heart has been made sad to see that, notwithstanding all these, means has been swallowed up to satisfy these supposed wants, building has been added to building, so the money could not be used in places where they have no conveniences, no building for the public worship of God or to give character to the work, no place where the banner of truth could be uplifted. These things I have set before you, and yet you have gone on just the same, absorbing means, God's means, in one locality, when the Lord has spoken that too much was already invested in one place, which meant that there was nothing in other places, where there should be buildings and facilities, to make even a beginning.